Hello, loves. It is Azalea Barclay. Welcome back to the Thought, Shoot, Grow, Thrive podcast. I am so excited. Listen, I have so much on my mind today. I literally ran out of bed because I had so many ideas just going in my brain. And today I want to talk about commitment. This is something that I talk about a lot, and I realize that as you grow in life and in business, commitment is one of the biggest things that you will ever do. A lot of us aren't growing because we aren't actually committing. And so the reason why I wanted to talk about this is because I was thinking about some things that I'm doing, and I was thinking about thought patterns in the past that didn't really serve me, and I am all about figuring out, hey Zay, what is it that you were doing wrong that you kept doing over and over, hoping for a different outcome that you can do differently right now? So today we're gonna go a little deep, and we are going to talk about something that I used to do and something that I'm recognizing that I used to do and really intentionally making that change now. Now, before I start flowing, I want to remind you to head over to camfidence.com. That is CamFidence.com so that you can develop mind-blowing confidence for the camera. We all know how powerful video content is, and we all have some things that are actually stopping us from showing up on camera. So if you are actually looking to get really confident on camera and you're a coach or a course creator or a service provider or someone just working in the online space and you want to increase your audience reach and knock your sales out of the park and grow your audience and create impactful content, listen, you need to get on camera. But you might be thinking that it's the tech that's stopping you, it's the way that you look, you feel like you're not good enough or you don't know enough, and I have got some news for you. It's none of those things. Let's get to the root of it by you opting into our free Camfidence bundle. We have an audio. It's an amazing audio and a workbook to take you through some goodness in there. Let's unlock those barriers and figure out why you're actually not confident on camera and give you the solutions and the tools that I used and shared over the years in order to get really confident and kill it. If I can do it, you can too. You do not want to miss out on it. So love, whether you're just starting out in business or you are well-seasoned and on your way, listen, there are a few things that we will always have in common. First of all, as a new business owner, you have the luxury of testing and trying new things, getting excited about your products, getting excited about your ideas, mapping out things and fleshing them out. And if you are seasoned in the game, you are doing that as well. But I feel like when you're seasoned in the game, you have a bit more pressure on you because you're doing so many things. You're serving, you're selling, you're just doing a lot of things. But one thing that we really do have in common is keeping the idea of the bigger vision or bigger picture in mind. And I think that when you're starting, you're probably doing that. You're thinking, listen, I want to make $1 million, but you're also thinking about new beginnings and starting and actually finding your audience and figuring out how you can serve them and how you can educate them in order to have them buy from you and all of those things. And so when you are a seasoned entrepreneur or business owner, you're in a different headspace, right? So you're thinking about leading your team and making sure that you guys are accomplishing things and growing, and you still have to keep your eye on the bigger picture. But one thing I learned, I feel like I'm midway in the journey, and I usually say, I was even having this conversation with my mastermind yesterday, being midway in that journey is when you're going through a lot of growth and you're really pushing through to get to the finish line. And as much as It's super exciting. It can also be super taxing. But one of the things is that when you are growing, so whether you're starting or you're growing, what you have to do is look at patterns that you have come across that just, or that you're doing that just may not be working. And I think a lot of times we are afraid to look at things and evaluate them. So it's in between us knowing, hey, I should be pushing and going, but it's also so good to stop and reevaluate, especially if you're committed to the bigger picture. I think a lot of beginners feel like, oh my gosh, I've been doing this thing and it's not growing and I don't know what to do. And I feel like it's a loss of that bigger picture or idea, or just even being focused on the long journey of it all, or the long game of it all. I shouldn't say long journey, the long game. Being focused on the long game is so powerful, because what happens is, and this is if you're starting or if you're growing, what happens is you are able to compile for the future, right? Meaning that whatever your future goals are based on, and I think I might do a separate episode about goals and being afraid to set goals for the fear that you will not meet them. But I want you to remember that goals are, they are flexible. You can have long-term goals and you can have short-term goals, and you can always readjust those goals. And so one thing that I realized is that I would try something at the beginning. So this is what I was speaking about earlier. I would try something and I would just drop it if I didn't get the results that I wanted, or if I didn't hit the goal that I wanted to hit. And that's wrong. That's the wrong way of doing things. You should definitely, if you do launch something or sell something or whatever it is, you have to sit and evaluate and see what you did really well, what didn't go so well. But don't shift your goals. You can adjust them, but make sure that you're staying in alignment with that long-term goal. So even if you have a specific goal and you didn't meet it, whether you're growing your email list and you decide, I want to get to 100 people by the end of the next month. Even if you got to 50 something, don't just stop growing that list. Commit and double down. Because when you do that, what you can do is commit to getting the next 50 people in there. A lot of us feel like, that was great, I got 50 people. And then we kind of slack off, or we release pressure from that goal. And I just want to remind you today that even though you don't meet your goal in the allotted time, it does not mean that you're not going to accomplish that goal in the long term or the long run. So I want you to create a goal and stay fixated on that goal. You might not meet it in the time frame that you thought you would, but that's when you need to pull back and reevaluate, see what you can change or adjust in the process, or what you did as far as, or see what you can tweak or try something different, but keep your goals at the forefront. So even if it takes longer and you have to shift, shape shift time, mold your time, extend that time in order to meet that goal, keep doing that thing until you meet that goal. It's like me when I think about YouTube, and I created a video on, I did a live stream on YouTube a few days ago, and we were speaking about a podcast that I was interviewed on. And in that podcast, which I can't wait to share with you guys, I had a bit of a revelation based on some questions that the interviewer was asking me. And she asked me basically, do I feel like growing my audience and also serving my audience with online courses and coaching and things like that, do I feel like it affected my growth, my audience growth? And I was like, girl, yes, it did. But guess what? I don't have to depend on Google AdSense from YouTube to live, right? Because I already have a full-time income. So whatever I get from Google AdSense is really just an extra blessing, and it'll continue to be that. But the thing is that when we think about our goals and the way that we want to work and the way that we want to, just our future goals, for me, even though my audience is not as huge as I would like it to be on YouTube, I am still going to push towards that. I'm still going to act as if. I have people in the comments asking me all the time, girl, how come you don't have more subscribers? Because your content is bomb. And guess what, guys? It's going to happen. And just as it's going to happen for me, it's going to happen for you. And that's also where you have to find your strengths. Because even though I am a video coach and I help people get really confident on camera, I help people understand how to sell their products and services, I help people to really dive deep into who they are and how they can bring that brand story out on camera, that personality, that persona. The thing about it is, I know I'm amazing at that. I know I'm really good at that. And so me having less subscribers than other video coaches out there, it does not bother me, because I know when my time comes, it's going to come. And I feel like it's here already, and I'm enjoying the growth of it all. But I had to process that to get into this space and phase of, hey, this is my journey, and my journey is different from everyone else's journey. We're all going to get to the same place, but we're going to get there in different ways. Like, I can share with you 5 different ways to lose 10 pounds that work. And you're all going to lose the 10 pounds in the 5 different ways, but the goal is 10 pounds. So whether you are working out, you might have to start eating a bit less, you might have to start really tracking what you eat, you might have to start drinking more water, you might have to start walking more, whatever it is, the goal is 10 pounds, but the journey might be different, right? And you might have to shape shift and tweak things, like I was saying before, in order to get to that goal. But do not drop the goal just because you feel like your results when you first start and you haven't gotten there yet aren't the results that you want. That's what I really wanted to say. So I want you to commit to that bigger picture or bigger goal that you have in mind, whether it's a yearly goal, whether it's a quarterly goal, and put a number to it. I'm sure if we're sitting here, we all know about creating SMART goals. And I always trip up on this. I think it's a SMART, measurable, attainable, I'm not going to go into it, but look up SMART goals, right? So make sure, I have a coach that does this for me. That's why I can't remember the full spectrum of it all, but he makes sure that we're covering all the bases of SMART as far as it pertains to goals. And so you have to, even if you feel like you haven't gotten to that place that you would want to be yet, you have to reevaluate and see, hey, how can I? And even when I think about it, the mistake that I used to make before properly setting goals, and sometimes I slip into this as well, is that I would shift completely and I would forget about that goal that I made, and I would shift because I felt like that's not happening the way I want it to happen. So I'm just going to do something else. And this happens to so many creatives. And this is why we stay that place where we end up never being known for something specific, not sure who we're talking to because we're dabbling in 500 different things. I just want you to try something and just get damn good at that thing. That's what I want you to do. But just keep in mind that slow and steady wins the race. Slow and steady wins the race. And I just want you to keep planning, keep executing, keep being realistic, because that's something that can be a struggle as well. Keep being realistic about what you're doing. If you see that you're not meeting your goals of what you're doing, then you need to make a shift and keep rinsing and repeating. And I think repeating is such a huge part of it all. Because if you stay committed to that goal, then you might shift your actions or the things that you're doing, but just keep going until you do it. So guys, this was a bit of a long-winded episode because I had so much on my heart today that I just wanted to share it with you guys. So I hope this helps somebody. I hope you guys can get through my rambling, but let me know if this is relevant to you or if this gave you any light bulbs, or I definitely want to know. And I appreciate you so much for being here. I love you for listening, and I will talk to you soon.